It's called Down in the Sunless Sea. Sails disappear behind the horizon, killing his hope for life. He holds his breath, strength floats away with the waves. Powers of water and land fight a war. Whispering wind, the voice of earthly spirit, revives the small boy's will. Do not go down to sunless sea. There is no life, no light, yet only darkness, death's domain. The water god raises his powers, whispers enchantment into the boy's mind. Calm down, let go, don't fear, come home. The lucid beauty in my domain will give you life, more than the spirit of the land. Come down, descend to light. Surrendering, the struggle of his arms exhausts. The boy gives up. Water drags him down. Earthly breath evaporates. Affected by deep silence, he sinks from combat down. Perceives no pain, no pressure as he goes. Now he feels beauty. Friendly waves surround him. Warmth and softness, loving friends. His enemies are gone. Inviting whisper of the familiar voice allures, and he accepts. Seaweeds caress him in welcome. Deep down beyond the unknown sea, a light waves red. He longs to reach what looks like home, feels an ardent joy, and sinks relieved into the open arms of Mother Anemone. Indulged in love, red lights appeal. He hears the voice, divinely powerful. There you are, my son, my hope, fulfilled at length. You're home, down in the light of the sea. Thank you very much.
Journey across an ocean. Well, thanks, Darren. Now, I was just, you know, some of you might be a little bit worried about the musical company, but you can really make yourself look really good when you come to do that. Just pick two words in your poem and say, play something that feels like Christmas and sounds like Halloween, that kind of thing. He's going to make it up anyway. He's not going to take a tack of notice, but, you know, just in case you're worried, go with that kind of thing. Advice is not particularly directed at Cliff Wedgbury.
There's a really boring historical poem called, "Hey Man, I Used to Be a Hippie." Sitting on me beanbag with me joystick in the air, smoking marijuana without a single care. Getting high on rosé wine with flowers in me hair. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. In me beads and me caftan, went down to the Isle of Wight to see Bob Dylan sing of love upon a summer's night. I even shared me bedroll with a pretty girl all night. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. Went to see the Rolling Stones play free down in Hyde Park. I even swam the Serpentine naked, I was stark. A And then a gang of skinheads broke me nose just for a lark. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. Jethro Tull, the string band, Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Apple shoes and earrings and nylon bottlenecks. With only one thing on my mind, and that was teenage sex. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. Clapton, Ginger Baker and Jimi Hendrix too. We'd see them at the Roundhouse, hey man, they really flew. With Ginger drumming up a storm before the night was through. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. I'd spend all night in Soho singing in a coffee bar. At 3 a.m. the street girls came, thought I was a star. But when they'd smoked up all me dope, they said I'd not go far. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. With me little bag of Rizzler and me tiny block of dope, I thought that I was really cool inhaling all that smoke. But when I coughed me lungs up, it was me that was the dope. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. We'd walk across from Bunges to Cousins in the night. Soho was our playground, neath neon burning bright. We'd sing the songs of protest, thought we'd set the world alight. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. Simon and Garfunkel, Bert Jansz and Ralph McTell, he sang the streets of London, those streets we knew so well. Sally Free and Easy, Cyril liked to sing, while Ewan loved to listen to Peggy's banjo ring. Who knows where the time goes, sweet Sandy Denny said. Who would think a pretty girl like her would end up dead? The passing years have faded into ancient history, and why I'm still alive remains a mystery. Hey man, I used to be a hippie. Amen.
Hands up all those who want to be a hippie. Happy days. Thanks a million, Cliff. Brilliant. Hayley Hughes is next.
Giving your money away, all of it. Your heart is beating, isn't it? You're not in chains, are you? There is nothing more pathetic than caution when headlong might save a life, even possibly your own.
And thank you for your honesty. I know lots of people, not looking at anybody, but probably myself, would come up and read it and say, fuck it, I'll take it as my own. You know, and let them all go home. Jeez, that was amazing. John Stanley, that's phenomenal, brilliant. Mairead Wallace is next. Mairead Willis, sorry, Willis.
Go on, Mairead.
Yeah, that's great. So this is actually the poem I wrote for the 5-word challenge, but I was just waiting for my confidence to, like, level to rise over the last hour and a half or so. Nothing like the inspiration of a Spanish restaurant, warm in midwinter, and the company of apparitions, the ghosts of people living, floating like rocks in my stomach, sitting beside me in the bar while I drink myself silly, the way you can when you are young and it takes 2 bottles to poison you. The way you can when you trust the man who hoists you up by the armpits, says it's off to bed with you, though really you know he needs you for a walking aid. We floated ethereal up the stairs, pretended we were alone in the hostel back room. Now the waiter clears his pneumatic lungs. Lo siento, I choke out, ashamed I have forgotten him.
Sure, you're aware it's too late to enter the competition. but I have added your name to those who entered the 5-word competition. So that means Patricia Wallace brings 13 other people to the next week. Cedric.
I've been warned about the consequences, but I keep doing it, getting away from the pros, cons, and their sequences. I have no concern for the destination. All my short life I've been driving under influence, sometimes in complete intoxication, but I never head anywhere if not by chance. No one ever realizes that I have no sense of direction. No map, fat nav, nor GPS, let alone a plan. I have yet to come to my senses. I can't care for the reality beyond the windshield. I'm always drunk on some emotional substances. The heart must be real, considering how the world swirls around me. I'd be the one calling for assistance if I could tell how the state of emergency feels. This vehicle is the genuine article, and I, a dazed passenger, should be driving. Yet for this precious ship, I offer nothing but negligence. But stay well enough to keep moving. I take hitchhikers sometimes. Those whose cars are stranded, they are grateful. They offer more tradition to share. Soon we move forward again, euphoric and forgetful. We exchange what we can, luxury item for styrofoam and polystyrene. Anything is valuable as long as it seems rare. We don't need anything better. Eventually, my chaotic self scares them, so they hop off, leaving me to my own devices, hungover and feeling rough. Every curb, every day brings me closer to the accident. But I can't stop, I can't afford it. I didn't decide on the journey nor the car. Why should I feel guilty for it?
Next up is our current five-word challenge champion, Patricia Walsh.
Thank you. It's called stale water. When I consider how my life is spent, halfway to extinction, producing incessantly, as I would have liked, arising away, not having enough is always a gripe, nicely folded in a historic covering. The television eating at the creative innards, eating under night, not even considered. Alcoholic occupation swallowing credentials. Nascent talent surfacing to be shut down. Local shame curtails the best of ever. The household niceties clean the area, needed for other purposes, still unpaid, dreaming of employment in some degree. No fat emerges in with the domestic edge, kept under observation without crime. Harrying the post on watch for necessities, like tasting one's mouth spells relief, tolerating outside inertia for a sake of refreshment, eventual discernment of a worthy prize, cross-cultural relief shock waving through. Sinking ballads over a radio's recording, give it and take it away, still seeming, waiting for denouement, fast undercover, impossible longing still makes my day, opportune wishlets run for exposure. Thanks.
Thank you very, very much, Tris. Next up is a man who can normally, or quite often, has done his own music accompaniment, Brad.
How's it going? Usually this poem is called The Shock of the New, but tonight it's called It's Not That I'm Not Gay, I Just Don't Fancy You. The old red kelp in the mountain bar, as drunken a bigot as waft. Faggot, you're a faggot, he frog-mouths to me. I breathe, scheming to be free of this bigotry, ignorance. I mean, who really cares about someone else's sexuality? And why would you? Surely to discriminate against somebody because of their sexuality is to implement the decree, divide and rule. And only a fool would suffer the elite thus. Anyway, there's the old red kelp, getting closer to the bottom of his own personal pit, when he fixes me with roomy eyes and whimpers, everything's shit. And I can see that for him it must be. Gone is the Ireland he knew before, miswrapped and ill-defined, the good old days of yore. Erin was De Valera's promised land, where church and state walked hand in hand. Pit swallows kelp, but from its maw I hear an old red cry. I'm not yet dead, I'm still alive, and there's more like me to make prejudice thrive, and we'll praise racism on high, because we're frightened by the shock of the new. And having said this, the old red kelp died.
Next up is Jim Crickard.
So just like the shops, I'm just going to totally bypass Halloween and go to Christmas.
Oh, no.
It's a sadder Christmas. Christmas time at Alcoholics Anonymous. Fairy lights glow around Victorian windows, pumping maniacal light faster than a heart on sale. Steam rises off the hot coffee in styrofoam cups. They are safe in this room, in new winter coats. They don't have to do it anymore. Snow dances outside the door in calcium fragments, where a mechanic and a reformed rock chick light cigarettes in the ice-cold sunlight. The members assemble around a placard of 12-step traditions, a stone tablet unearthed from the bedrock of broken bottle promises. A junior alcoholic releases his buried thoughts into black knots, rising into the fluorescent light bulbs like a glitching cinema screen. The older sober ones listen with canyons of contemplation, with punctures in their soul threaded by golden filaments. The fairy lights change pace and fade into frost lighting. The young man tells the fellowship he is anxious about visiting home this Christmas, of having nothing to show but meetings and daytime television. A black woman mm-hmms in recognition. When he finishes sharing with the fellowship, his words fall around the room like black snowflakes. An older, sober alcoholic speaks like a mountain of peace. He says, "The Buddhists have a test to see if you're enlightened. It's called visiting your family."
One of the great things about coming here is something you go home quite often thinking, what goes on in people's fucking minds? The great news is quite often it's worse than the stuff that goes on in your own head. That's brilliant as well, by the way. Brilliant. Right. Next Saturday night in Galway, in the Blue Note, the All Ireland Slam Poetry Final takes place. There is currently a fundraising page on GoFundMe. They're looking to raise about €950 to pay prize money, etc., etc. If you have a few bob, please visit that and donate to it. There are two people from Ovale who will be competing in that competition. One of them is the next man on the open mic, the current Monster Slam champion for probably the sixth time, Fergus Costello. This one used to be called What Else Would You Expect? And then at a certain stage, the hardcore of my fan base came to me and said, Fergus, we're already calling this one On the Lewis. So now this one is called On the Lewis, in brackets, What Else Would You Expect? Question mark, close the brackets. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I truly belong somewhere else, somewhere good. I know if I was somebody else, I could be good, doing something half decent or even semi-good. But no, I'm not. I'm hanging out with my friend instead. And he says, my confused sense of identity and disoriented state could mean I was abducted by aliens as a child, and ever since my whole system is in complete lockdown, trying to suppress the memory of the horrendous probing. He could be right, but then again, he also says I might, in fact, really be a woman trapped in the body of a man. And I should make my way right now to Bangkok, get me some cut-price gender reconstruction surgery. But that would only be surface change. I would still be the same. Self-centered, nauseatingly narcissistic, doolally Luna. Except I would have fancy, and I mean really fancy, 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 fancy designer labia dangling nonchalantly from my brand new vagina, and answer to Fifi, Trixie, Belle, Moonshadow, Kitty Cat, which would be traumatic, at least initially, for my children.
Mommy, is there something wrong with Gandad?
In a word, yes.
Is he all right?
In a word, no. My friend says he could bamboozle reality if he swallowed a pharmaceutical factory. Drink St. James's Gate dry, leave all hours in Paddy Powers, and take up perpetual compulsive self-love, caressing himself furiously like a demented, out-of-control, exhibitionistic chimpanzee. 16, 17 times a day. In public. On walls. But my friend says the Gardaí don't take kindly to that sort of thing, and he should know he used to be a guard before he was dismissed from the force after being arrested for the umpteenth time on the loose, wearing only his Gardaí cap and absolutely nothing else, not even a Gardaí sock. My friend says I could be a semi-legend if I had the right producer. But George Martin's dead. Quincy Jones and Nile Rodgers refuse to answer my calls. And Scott Walker, quite frankly, is too weird even for me. Sometimes my friend says I belong somewhere else, but no, I'm not. I'm hanging out with you instead. What else would you expect?
Great.
Shining is that you can transport and transform yourself into anything through the use of words. Thank you, Travis. Sean and Lee, is it Sean and Lee Lynch?
Sean and Lee is my
first name. Oh, is it? Sean and Lee Lynch.
The ice caps are melting, it's snowing in Kilkenny, the penguins are getting a tan. There's disassociation in takeaway nations, yet the X Factor still has an audience. Bring back the magic, the spells and tarot, the worship of nature, fear of karma. Dead dancing in darkness, shadow marionettes of mysterious beings, wise-ass white witches, black-eyed feminists, ink and mummy princesses, no Elysian sleek ideals here, pal. No siree. You can't buy a cauldron in IKEA, and a reusable coffee cup will not solve global warming. Give a shot of that old energy, that raw, visceral alchemy, October moon voodoo conjuring, not contouring spirits into life. Dread werewolves and vampires, not deposits for first-time buyers, quell the never-ending row about tax brackets. Send the corporate to the incorporeal, afflict all the influencers, resurrect the necromancers, raise dark mambo divas to stir up on a Friday night. Fling bodies into forfeit, celebrate the poltergeist and the unexplainable underworld. Pinch teenagers glued to phones, shake them up, rattle their bones, and tell them stop Snapchatting people already in the room. It's boring. Whip out a Ouija board and see who's trending. No, no, click, click, scroll, scroll, eye of newt and tongue of toad. Invoke she-devils, Brugera bitches, real snow white stepmother witches, not glorified yoga teachers charging mandatory donations for spiritual meditations, for crystal accessories, glossy hair extensions, grocery store incense, and not a black cat in sight. Give me vampires, banshees, talismans, fairies, patience for the arrogance of those who still aren't recycling. Astral projections, New Orleans jazz saxophones, telekinetic temporal folds, psychics contacting the spirit world, nights spent supernatural, not scrolling through Instagram like a sugar junkie's candy rush, stashing tinfoil fashion sites, all through rituals to protect the earth from her destroyance. I have insomnia in the witching hour. I'm longing for some juju power. I need belief in something higher than me, a connection more than charged by USB. I'll drum and dance, offer a vegan sacrifice, scatter Santarian scones on my Scandinavian wooden floors, and pray for when the tide comes in.
Give you a minute there to digest all that. If that's possible in a minute. If that's possible at all, actually.
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So the second person competing in Galway next Saturday night at the All Ireland Slam. Again, I'll just remind you there is a fundraising page if you have a couple of bob, it would help them. From the Ovale, there's three representing Munster, Fergus, Mel White, and Benjamin Burns.
Elton Burns.
Yeah, I lost my really, really cool shades, so now I'm, I have to wear the Elton John shades.
Okay.
It's a pity.
Elton must be distraught.
I hope so. I meditate to Afrobeat in a sunlit garden, hypnotized by bumblebees in the lavender plants. Starlings in the treetops startle my ears with gleeful imitations of vintage synthesizers. The children laugh at incongruities. I laugh at pumpkin flowers and skinny jeans. A cool breeze plays in the roses. I dust off my sitar. Each and every one of us has access to pop stardom. No matter the number of fans, 2 dozen, 100, 6 million. Pop star nature permeates the silk kimono of existence. Buddha, enlightenment means seeing your name in lights. I'm not a slam poet. I don't know how to play basketball. And success is the scourge of the artist. Besides which, I have no interest in kicking up a fuss re social or political issues. Unrest is a kind of sickness, and passion is best reserved. There's nothing like the clean white outsoles of a new pair of trainers. Two blank pages meet the pavement. Cirrus clouds at 45,000 feet, the altitudinous thrill of consumerism. If only Lorca could have seen them flash down fire escapes in Harlem. When the outsole shines, the foot is hidden, fitted in stylish silence. Faux Rothko, faux Rothko. A whisper is heard in the rushes, deriding derivative works of art, an imp in Versace sunglasses. I always take my earphones out going into shops or supermarkets. I cannot enjoy listening in such bright, enclosed spaces. Guitar lines, like wild plants, need air and natural light. Even horn sections are sullied by capitalism. Those other Insta poets, they don't know what love is. Love is the glint of sunlight off a Rolex. Tired of literature, I take out a screwdriver and retune my imbira, an ear to the moon. Homo sapiens, what an ostentatious species to send a golden record into space. Why is there no funk on the tracklist? Like a bubble in a glass of Prosecco, my destiny is to pop.
Glad I know what love is now. Especially as I know I will never own a Rolex and I'm going to die fucking miserable and lonely. Thank you so much. Thrilled to bits to know that. Can't wait to go home and slash my fucking ass. Kieran McArthur is next.
I am not naming you a victim. never have signed off on. It relates between sleeping and waking, eating and hunger, and all the keys to all the doors held on a fistful of five rings, and our shoulders bruised from breaking hinges. And we are brothers of yours, the like-minded oppressed, seeking to know a world where oppression has no traction. I do not mean to kill you in my act of living. The liberation of greed has made it so. The hand that sows the seed feeds the mouth. I hope you see your garden grow. They equate a lot with wealth, these strangers. That much I think you ought to know.
Just asked how to pronounce her name, but it's gone already. Isla?
Yes.
Isla's next, thanks.
Sorry, I'm just a very cold person. Alright. The only preface I'll give is that my name does mean the ring of light around the moon in Turkish. This is called Ghazal of My Pursuits. He said, "Be careful, girl, I can get you yet. You see, he yearned, red with desire, for me. As I ran, I spurned him, and I spurned red. Dream after dream, I tore apart the creatures that pursued me. Until I saw their spooling guts, I had not learned red. He said, even when you're gone, girl, you will be a long time here with me. Thus I learned the word belong, earned red rage I faithfully fed. I also nursed my many goals, but did they feel chaste? I thought of their potential fear and burned red. My name, the light around the moon, was what they said we all should aim for. But I was there the night it choked and turned red."
That was lovely. Well, kind of at the end, but I'm actually going to read a poem that I finished today. It's about Cork. There's a load of things I could explain. I'm not going to because we'll be here tonight. There's a lot of load to references and references when I was growing up. I will explain one thing though. The reference to my name in it is true, and I didn't make it up. It's called I Remember. The announcement in the Volkswagen van, somewhere between the elephant and fish guard, excitement buzzing in my head when we're going to live in Ireland, was said. River water encased in concrete, hosting hordes of humans, the brave in the deep, the superhuman daring to tread high boards and arc into unknown depths, and the sheltering lee of a cacophony of cheers. Adidas being an acronym for All Day I Dream About Stanley. My first day at school on Sullivan's Quay, Mr. Drew asking the new boy to announce himself. The sudden interest of 30 slouch schoolboys when the Queen's English tipped from my tongue. The commotion at first break as news of my arrival spread. "Say banana," they cried. "Say 13. Say perfect. Say 13 perfect bananas for a party on Thursday." Trips abroad to Costa del Crossan, frolicking in the furry glen on endless sun-kissed days, futures speculated on the spin of a bottle, the risky business of public saliva exchange, reputations and breathing shifting with every sterling punt towards majority, a quarter of apple drops, and later a quarter of cider, shared with friends in fields
where I lost for life, sold sweet dreams of greener pastures. Imagine, we sang from our core, imagine. 3 goals in, morphing into 20 aside under black tar, red Harrington jackets for goalposts, Chelsea boots scoring goals, knee-high Doc Martens casting spells among rubber dollies and scuff shoes. The clashes between the police and the Toka tornadoes. Leather and brass tip rulers cracked on trembling hands. Tense air splintered as schoolboy spirit sank into cesspools of sorrow. Some would not survive. Ear-pulling teachers asking, can you see the airport, over and over again, as dignity flew through the window on a one-way long-distance flight to humiliation's barren plain. London calling our young guns from this ghost town. Wiggy in the blue of Everton, his fame on the theatre of dreams, a far-flung future we all imagined for ourselves. At Elland Road, Anfield, Molyneux, St. Mary's desecrating dreams at Flower Lodge, redemption at the cross against Casement Celtic. Ghetto blasters loaded with mixtapes where punks and mods and rockers alternated as they did on the dance floor in the Green Box in St. Francis Hall and Spiders. When teens reeled relentlessly at weekends, elevating their heartbeats to record highs, knowing 33 and 45 were numbers their age would never ascend to. Five 38, is that where we are? 583, what's the number tonight? Anybody remember what I said at the start? Yeah, it's 500 or something anyway. And it's over, right? So it's the end of the long weekend. We're going to Mames as we always do for a couple of drinks. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking part. Huge thank you to Dara for the music. And the open mic.